Hi, I'm Carl Nicholson, and it's so good to be with you today. Today I wanted to ask a question and really ask you to do an exercise with me that I did this past week. I'm in a program at the university here and finishing up a degree, and my entrepreneurship class teacher asked a question as part of an icebreaker, and you know, the point of what she's doing is helping people get comfortable talking in front of people and to understand, really to be able to do a business pitch. So it's more business focused, but the exercise itself is very helpful. And I think if we took a few minutes to do it because of who we, and if we took a few minutes to think about it and do it because of who we are as sons, it can be very valuable. And the question was, where are you going? That's my question, is where are you going? The point of the icebreaker was think about, you know, get like 3 minutes to talk, but think about where you've been in your life. Like where did you come from? Where have you been? And it could be a whole myriad of topics and stories and things, ideas. And then where are you now? And then where are you going? And what I noticed was this demanded that I step outside of the, you know, everyday life going on and take a look, take a sort of a strategic look at my own life and where I'm going and where I've been and what I'm doing. And I want to share with you what I shared with the class, but also it's so valuable because what it's done for me is it helps me keep a real clear look on what I'm doing with my life. You know, our lives, you know, I've been living a long time now. I feel like to myself, there's people who lived a lot longer, but, you know, as we live our life and we do the day to day, we can't forget the reasons we're here and where we're going, where we've come from and where we're going. So my whole thing was, I'm a dreamer. I am. I really am. And I can't tell you how grateful I am that Yahweh has made me that way. And that's where I came from. When I got saved years ago, I remember falling in love with Jesus. And I remember like, man, God, I just, if you're who you say you are, I'll serve you forever. And I was amazed at who He is. And that hasn't gone away. And what it drove me to do was, it drove me to go be a missionary. And I only worked as a missionary for a little over a year. But my dream was to win the world for God, to really affect a generation. That really was it. And I went down to Mexico with a group that is a mighty group that loves Jesus and still does, and just such a great group to work with. My thought process was, you know, be the best, but my goal was to, and they have similar goals down there. That's, you know, their goal down there was to win the whole country, and it still is 50 years into it. So that's what it was. But what happened was I ended up coming home a little over a year later, and I felt like the failure of my life for the next 10 years, because I had this dream of winning the world for God. And I just went for it. I went for it. I left with almost nothing, with no support, no real stability, finance, no real personal responsibility. But I didn't know that. I was immature, to say the least, in my walk with Yahweh. but really did love God. And so that dream, the next years, sort of just, I hung on to it, and I always tried to keep to the point of the path that I'm on with Jesus, to love God and to do things. But I was in the military, you know, and I wasn't doing what I thought I was called to do. And so that I felt like a failure for a long time. And what ended up happening was 10, 12 years into it, I almost quit. And what I mean by that is I don't know if I was going to quit God, but I basically gave up. I didn't have the ability to maintain the dream anymore, because it seemed hopeless, because I couldn't find success. I was successful in everything I was doing in the military and life, but I was not finding success in what I call the dream and what I was trying to do in God. I was actually the opposite. I was failing in internally and with family, failing with my wife, failing with all this stuff. And that, you know, I just thought you show up and present yourself and you somehow get it. And that's not true. We have to figure it out and apply ourselves, because God treats us like adults. He treats us like the sons we are. And so what happened the next, you know, now, and so then I came to a point of responsibility and taking responsibility of myself. And what happened was, when I quit, I started getting dreams. I started getting dreams from God, and I started writing them in my phone. And some nights I would write 2, 3, 4, 5 dreams in there. And I have over 2,000 notes in there now, spanning back to 2011. And, you know, long story short, I learned to dream the right way. And, you know, when things, you know, you get pushed against the wall, you can do a couple things. You break, or you rise up to the moment. And what I did was, life had just culminated in this thing. And while the dreams started coming, I started understanding the responsibility I had to take with things. And it took a few years process to get into the right mode. But once I got there, I'm very comfortable now in the responsibility and the requirements that is required of us as sons, and the way that we must walk. And so that brings me to where I'm at. And as I took responsibility, I started seeing the dreams came back, and these dreams that I'd had years ago, you know, of winning the world for God, it comes back to where I'm at now. And, you know, where I'm at now is, after taking responsibility, I saw that God is able to make my marriage work. He's able to make, we started having kids, I have kids now. You know, they're almost 6 and 5. And, you know, this all goes back to that time, to that process. And, you know, doing it the right way brings the right things. And so now this is where I'm at. I get it. I get it. It's not, we must maintain the dream, but we have to apply the principles of that God requires on our lives in order to be successful. And so I have the greatest lesson. And, you know, one of the things that happens when people grow up is, like, you see kids always are dreamers. Like, they just are. They understand imaginations of who they want to be, and they want to be these great things, and they love being you know, cowboys and superheroes and princesses, and they love imagining and having these dreams of the greatest things. And but somewhere that gets lost. And I don't believe it's the will of God for those things to ever get lost. I believe the will of God is not that we teach kids to stop dreaming and to get into reality. I think it's that we teach kids responsibility so that they can have their dreams. And that is the point of what God taught me. And that brings me to where I'm at. So now I'll look to where I'm going. And what I've learned in life is that I can maintain these dreams. I just have to do what I have to do. And I have to have the responsibility and maturity as a son, and obey the commandments of God, and have the fear of God, and walk with Yahweh in this world and in heaven. And so now that's where I'm going. That brings it where I'm at, and that's where I'm going. I know what I tried to do 20 years ago and felt like a failure in, it took years to work the responsibility in my life. And if I could look 20 years out, I'm going there. You know, these things, the way that things work correctly is from the inside out, right? And so while working these things out inside out, it has brought winning the world and winning a generation for God, and, you know, affecting the world. That dream has to start within. I have to be one. I have to win. I have to be one for Jesus myself. And I have to do that with my family. And as I do that, that is where I'm going. I know in 20 years, this thing will grow and snowball and mature into winning the generation
that I had set out to do. And what I know now is to hold on and to maintain the dreams and the imaginations that I have for God with all of my being. I will not compromise them. I will not. They're not for sale. They're not for anything. They're for a purpose, and it will happen. Nothing can stop them. If we, as long as we have the dream, and as long as we have the the responsibility and the maturity behind it to put those two ingredients, Yahweh will help and facilitate and answer the prayers and dreams of our life. And so that's where I want to really end. And I just want to invite you and really ask you, you know, if you find yourself riding in a car for 15 minutes or having some alone time, take 10 or 15 minutes and just consider it. Where have you come from? Just step outside of the day-to-day and take a strategic look and take stock and say, where am I? Where am I now? Where have I been? Why am I here? How did I get here? And where am I going? And then I believe this will be value to you. And I just pray that you can, you know, there's, you will learn something from yourself. And if there's anything you need to change and tweak, you will do it. You know, I know it's not the same as it was 20 years ago. Things aren't the same. I'm not the same. But to get where I'm going, I know that I have to do certain things now. So it's awesome to think about and to recalculate with where life is at now in order to get where we want to go. So hope this is a blessing to you. God bless you. Shalom.